This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Democratic Representative Deanna DeGette has released the agenda for her subcommittee's coronavirus response investigation. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
DeGette chairs the subcommittee on oversight and investigations in the Energy and Commerce Committee. Her COVID-19 oversight agenda will focus on some key areas, including why the country hasn't reached the testing goals set out by the administration, how the federal government has managed the distribution of critical personal protective equipment, and the Trump administration's commitment to science and public health. The subcommittee has written to the administration to get information on how it has assisted states, hospitals, and public health. DeGette says they may hold hearings if necessary. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Student enrollment remains a big question mark for the state's public universities next fall. CPR's Grace Hood has more.
State-run colleges and universities found out this week they'll see a 58% cut in higher education funding, much of which they can backfill with federal coronavirus relief dollars. But student enrollment could be an even bigger financial puzzle. The University of Colorado Boulder reports that summer enrollment is up 13%, but fall enrollment looks flat after several years of steady increase. It's a similar picture across the Denver and Colorado Springs campuses. Officials hope a soon-to-be finalized COVID-19 plan in the coming weeks will provide clarity and help solidify enrollment this fall. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
It is 66 degrees with clear skies in Montrose, and those clouds will stay away tonight. You're listening to CPR News.